This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's urgency. Urgency. You need urgency.
The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that. So there is zero probability of default.
We need urgency, people, and not have this learned helplessness. Now, why did I play that clip? Well, for them buying up real infrastructure, I guess they get first use. But for everybody else, it causes inflation. And just 2 years ago, Biden said there is inflation. He said, well, then it's not that bad. Oh, it's terrible. It's Trump's fault. Now it's fixed, but it's not.
Are you taking blame for inflation? No.
Why not?
Because it was already there when I got here, man. Remember what the economy was like when I got here?
We've squandered our time in the sun. We have too much debt. And the rest of the world says, hey, you've got too much debt. You're flooding the world with your dollars. We want a different reserve currency. Well, who's going to now come into that role? The BRICS nations. So Greenspan, when he made that comment, I believe that he's absolutely wrong. Because at some point, while you have the world's reserve currency, sure, you can fund every stimulus under the sun. You can raise the debt ceiling. You can spend, spend, spend like drunken sailors. But once, because you still have built-in demand for your currency, because you're the world's reserve currency. But if you don't have that, you have to have discretion in your printing. You have to have discretion in your spending. That's the trait that we don't have with politicians in America.
And then they're going to have to go back to quantitative easing soon. Kirk Elliott months ago predicted regional banks start failing. It's now begun. We need to really talk about this and have a very serious mind.
The U.S. government can't go bankrupt because we can print our own money.
Why exactly are we borrowing in a currency that we print ourselves?
Well, some of this stuff gets, some of the language that some of the language and concepts are just confusing. I mean, the government definitely prints money, and it definitely lends that money, which is why the government definitely prints money, and then it lends that money by selling bonds. Is that what they do? They sell bonds. Yeah, they sell bonds, right? Since they sell bonds and people buy the bonds and lend them the money. Yeah. I guess I can't really talk. I don't get it. I don't know what they're talking about. Like, because it's like the government clearly prints money. It does it all the time, and it clearly borrows. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this debt and deficit conversation. So I don't think there's anything confusing there.
Just because I don't know what it is doesn't mean I'm lying.
The president, the most legislative, successful president in my lifetime, and, you know, I don't have to go through the list of bipartisan infrastructure law, the PACT Act, the CHIPS Act, all of that, inflation, 15 million jobs. Look, it's all good. I mean, I was really thrilled to meet the entire staff, because you know it's not just one person.
You have failed me for the last time.
This inflation in home prices and building materials that I've just talked about, it's man-made, isn't it? And that man's name is Joe Biden, isn't it?
Senator, I think that we all experience the complexities of a global pandemic. The economy is still, in many ways, absorbing some of that impact.
The National Association of Home Builders says that this new standard is going to add $31,000 on top of all of this inflation to the cost of a new home.
Job estimates from the Bureau of Labor Statistics are consistently false. Financial media outlets have reported the numbers are repeatedly false. Why should we continue to fund the Bureau of Labor Statistics when it's clearly not fulfilling its duties?
The Bureau of Labor Statistics puts out the most reliable data about our workforce, about unemployment, about job growth in industries that there is.
Okay, now, never to this level have the numbers been so inaccurate. So who is responsible for this, and has anybody been held accountable?
That's right. We have a rogue criminal government working for BlackRock. And the CBDC, if you don't know what ESGs are, you're going to learn. I know most of you do.
And the social problems that one will have in some...
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Breaking through the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I am Chase Geiser, your host for the remainder of the show today, and I will also be hosting Sunday Night Live immediately after this. We're just going to treat it like one long show. We've got so much to cover today. It's absolutely insane. I think that Alex may have had one of his best shows of all time on Friday, especially up until the point where the spaces started when he was doing his monologue about the Civil War, and I've cut some clips together that we'll go over regarding that, but... It really does seem like we are on the cusp of civil war in this country, and it seems like the establishment political class is doing everything within its power to ensure that happens. Now, traditionally speaking, when there's a civil war, things have to get so bad and so tense that people feel like there's no other choice. But in this situation, granted, things are pretty bad right now. The economy's terrible. Inflation is terrible. Nobody can afford to buy a home. There's issues like that. Don't get me wrong, but it doesn't seem like things are so bad that a civil war would just spontaneously erupt. And they know that, and I believe that that is the reason that they are really pushing in every way that they can to start this. And it seems like after January 6th, when we had these allegations of insurrection, that was the beginning of a propaganda campaign to ensure that political division would be exacerbated as much as possible in this country. So we have January 6th happen. They call it an insurrection, even though we know that the feds catalyzed it, and we know that the number of legitimate protesters who broke the law were an incredibly small portion of the total number of protesters and advocates that were there. And that's when things like the writing and production of the Civil War movie started. And things are coming out now that began back then, because a lot of these processes of the New World Order, of the globalists, of the deep state, they're all basically the same. These are just different faces of the same shape. A lot of these strategies, tactics, and processes take years to manifest. Things like producing a movie like Civil War and ensuring that it comes out 6 months before perhaps the most important election in the history of the United States of America is a process that had to begin years ago. There's writing the script, and there's casting, and then there's shooting and production, and then there's editing, and then there's the release. I mean, this was a process. They knew they were setting the stage for this dynamic and this culture war, this PSYOP, many years ago. Many months ago, certainly. And what we're seeing right now before us is the political class trying to catalyze a civil war. Typically speaking, we have an establishment that doesn't ever want a civil war. Usually a civil war is like a rebellion, right? There's your established political class, your established government, and then there is a rebellion that tries to break up with it, like Star Wars, like what happened during the American Civil War in the 1860s. And you have a federal government or an empire that's trying to smash the rebellion down. You rebel scum. But this is one of the most unique ones
or instances of civil war that I've ever seen where we have an established political class that is trying to start a civil war when one wouldn't necessarily naturally happen. They're doing things like trying to get the most popular candidate off the ballot and then trying to charge the most popular candidate with dozens upon dozens of federal crimes, trying to imprison him, and then basically threatening his life by saying that the president should be stripped of Secret Service protection if he's convicted of any of these charges. So they want him to die. And then we're getting involved in all these conflicts for no reason whatsoever, and our own government is voting to send all of our money overseas while simultaneously voting to ban social media platforms here and then proceeding to vote to extend the warrantless surveillance of American citizens under FISA. Are they trying to pick a fight? I mean, are they trying to start a fight? Do they, for some reason, want a civil war to break out? And then we see that there's all of these examples of these protests breaking out on every campus throughout the United States of America, and they all seem to be organized because they have the same merch, they have the same tents, they have the same chants, they have the same leadership, they have the same propaganda and advertisements to organize and promote these different events, and it seems like they're coming from a central location. I mean, let's look at clip number 26 here. This is an NYPD commissioner saying that something is deeply amiss with these protests.
I believe about 99% are students. And, you know, Chief Shell's going to talk about some of the literature and the leaflets that we found at both of these sites, one being here at the new school, the other one being at the NYU. I just want to say, and I said it before, there is somebody behind this movement. There is some organization behind this movement. The level of organization that we're seeing in both of these encampments here and at Columbia, leaflets on how to protest, leaflets on how to commit civil disobedience, leaflets on how what to do when you get arrested, leaflets on not what to say to the police when they ask you. There is somebody funding this. There is somebody radicalizing our students. And our Deputy Commissioner of Counterterrorism and Intelligence will find out who it is. And we're going to be asking them some questions when we do.
So this is a piece of literature amongst many that was we recovered from NYU. And this is, like I said, one of many. But I just want to read this to you. Yep. Occupy the occupiers, enter the temporary autonomous zone from New York to Gaza from across Turtle Island. Disrupt, reclaim, destroy. Zionist business interests everywhere. Death to Israel real estate. Death to America unschooled. Long live the Intifada. So this is the mindset of some of these protests, sure.
And did you have any greater difficulty at one of the colleges than another today?
No.
Resistance?
No, not at all. We gave the kids something they need to learn. We gave them options, multiple options, and what their options were is to, in NYU, leave peacefully, and a lot of them did, and that's what we want. A couple said, I want to be arrested. Okay, fine. And we said, okay, you're at the summons level. Don't resist, and you'll get a summons. That worked out fine. Here, the same thing. A couple kids took us up on the offer. A couple kids did not. You saw them being arrested. And I hope you captured, I know you captured, the complete hatred for Israel that was being spewed. And the hatred for the NYP being spewed by the youth of this school. Right, that's something to, it's upsetting as a father and as New York City people, correct?
The decision to raid came last night in conjunction with the college. Is that right?
Yeah, the two colleges' presidents in writing requested what they needed, what they wanted. And I wouldn't call it a raid. I would call it just a removal of kids who were trespassing. That's what I would call it.
Okay. And you know what? Let me just add, if you go on my social media page, this is very important. I took a picture of this. Lessons on taking over a school. Can you believe that? Lessons on how to take over a school at NYU. Tell me that somebody's not radicalizing our students. What NYU student would do something like this? Somebody's behind this. Lessons on taking over a school. One, out of a quad. Two, if you build, they will come. Four, listen to the organizers. Five, be prepared. Six, read the pamphlets. Lessons on how to take over a school. Come on, folks. There's somebody right behind this.
Have a good day.
footage of the protesters, and you can see how they're organized. They've got tents and things of that nature. So we'll pull out of this clip. But to see an NYPD commissioner, deputy commissioner, state that it seems like these protests are all organized from a central location. Obviously, the name that comes to mind is George Soros. We know that he's been behind funding things like this in the past. Obviously, he funds massive levels of campaigns and political action committees to exact his will upon the American political system. But it's always so peculiar to me how the establishment media is so ready to defend this figure. Now, traditionally speaking, Republicans have been able to rely on Fox News, and then all the other mainstream media outlets have obviously been leftist. But we've seen ever since Tucker was let go, and even before that, that Fox was a compromised institution. And I was really off-put to see Neil Cavuto, this is in clip 31 we're going to run in a second, push back on accusations that George Soros is behind these protests. Fox anchor Cavuto denies Soros funding pro-Palestinian campus protests. Let's watch 31.
You've got groups that are funded by George Soros. There are Palestinian rights groups that I believe are involved, funded by George Soros, and they need to be off of our college campuses if they're committing violence, full stop.
All right, there's no proof.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And it is something that is being exacerbated as a problem domestically because of our open border. And we have tens of thousands of people from terrorist countries, places of interest, pouring into our country. However, these protests in specific on our campuses are primarily happening by students and faculty. This is not an example of Muslims who have come over here illegally to stoke Sharia law or radical Islam on campuses yet, at least. This is an example of students who, they're just idealistic and they're stupid, and they go to these student organization meetings because they think they're going to get laid or they think that they're fighting for something meaningful. And they get radicalized by this central organized authority, this Soros-backed philosophy and mentality, and that's how these things break out. So I don't think these protests specifically are about Sharia law. Certainly if you hear people griping in Turkey or Iran or in Gaza about what's happening, those are people who likely support Sharia law. But this is actually about communism, folks. Let's look at clip number 35 here and unpack it on the other side. Seems like we're having an issue with clip number 35. Are you able to play it?
What kind of system do we live in where an institution can call the police on you for opposing genocide, but there's no authority that you can call on an institution that supports genocide? That's the backwardness and hypocrisy of the capitalist system. This is what we're seeing at Columbia University. This is what we're seeing at the University of Texas at Austin. This is what we're seeing at campuses all across the country, where encampments just like these are popping up, showing the bravery and the militancy of the students who refuse to stop the fight until Palestine is free. And what they also have in common is the role of the police. The police as an institution in the United States emerges out of slavery. The police exists ultimately.
See how he's tying it straight into Black Lives Matter?
And the capitalist ruling class.
Now it's about slavery and the police and capitalism. So this is a communist message. It's the same as BLM, backed by Soros then, backed by Soros now.
But what they're protecting is the property of the rich, and what they're serving are their interests. They're not protecting and serving us. We will stay in the streets. We will stay in the fight. We will not be cowed. We will stay in the struggle. We will strengthen our solidarity. We will build the movement, and we will keep on and fight on and march on and chant on until Palestine is free.
It's the same thing. It's not even about Palestine being free. I mean, he's talking about police brutality and communism and slavery and racism domestically. It's Black Lives Matter rebranded. BLM got called out for taking all the money from donors and using it to do things like buy mansions and beachfront property in California for its leaders. And so they've just rebranded it as this Palestine thing. It's exactly the same thing. And this clip 21 that I'm going to run here in a second is a perfect just series of questions and point that proves that this isn't actually about Sharia law. Maybe it is overseas for those who advocate for the Palestinians. Maybe it is for the Middle East who advocates for the death of America. Maybe that is about Sharia law. But these domestic campus protests and riots are about communism, and they're about Marxism. And it's just the same exact thing that we saw with Black Lives Matter happening all over again, only under this new brand of being against genocide overseas. Let's watch 21.
Okay, so we need to talk about this, okay? I actually have questions for all the college students all across the United States, all of you guys. I actually have a real question for you guys. So, you guys are able to collectively get together and protest something that's going on overseas. And again, I'm not putting down what's going on overseas is not something that we should not pay attention to or care about. But you guys won't protest to the fact that you guys can't buy houses. You guys can't get jobs after college. You guys are about to pay like 40% in capital gains tax if you guys even inherit your parents' house. And like literally, you guys have no money. Inflation's high. You guys can't even afford gas. Literally, your future is, and you guys aren't even protesting about it. You guys are protesting about some shit overseas. I don't understand that.
Yeah, well, the explanation is that this is backed and funded by George Soros, and that these colleges, these students and faculty members are being radicalized by these activist groups, by these students. And this goes back for years. I mean, there's been the Muslim Students Association. You can go back and look at interviews and Q&As with members and leaders from the Muslim Student Association in San Francisco universities, San Diego universities from like 10 years ago. I think the guy was Horowitz that was speaking. I could be wrong about that. This is all from memory. And he explicitly asked the leader of the Muslim Student Association during a Q&A on a campus in San Diego like 10 years ago whether or not she agreed that all Jews should go to Israel so they can be killed in one place. And she said, yes, I'm for it. I'm absolutely for it. So, yeah, I mean, there is a radicalization going on here, but this is through these student organizations. It's through things like diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's through things like opening up the borders to anyone in the world to come in. And you got to keep in mind, folks, that these institutions like the Harvards and the Columbias, these used to be the Ivy League, just leading institutions of the world in terms of academia. But then through diversity, equity, inclusion, something else that is Soros-backed, you allow and catalyze and basically force these institutions to introduce and enroll students and hire faculty based on basically any characteristic except competence. Where they say things like IQ tests are racist, or SAT scores are racist, or ACT scores are racist, or we need to have X number of a percentage of our student base be students of color, or we have too many Asians. That was the famous example that came out where they were not admitting Asians into the institution. So through these policies of diversity, equity, and inclusion, these Soros-backed policies, these Black Lives Matter-backed policies, we have enrolled students for 3, 6, 10 years in these institutions who are exactly like the ones we see at these protests. These are not high IQ individuals in many cases. I'm sure some of them are very bright and they're just misguided. But these are students that would not have been admitted into Harvard in 1970 because that was then an institution where you had to be incredibly impressive to be admitted. So when you do things like hire faculty based off of their immutable characteristics instead of their competence, when you do things like admit students based off of their race instead of their competence, you have a student base and a faculty base that is more malleable and frankly less impressive. And this is how, over decades, you erode the fabric of a civilization. You erode the fabric of a culture. You kill the West. This is like slowly adding poison to someone's coffee day after day. You see famous examples of wives who, over the course of 5 years, killed their husbands by adding a little bit of, was it Visine to their coffee? And then they kept getting sick and they got worse and then they died and they find out that the woman was adding Visine to the coffee. This is the Visine being added to the coffee that is the West. And the objective is to kill us. And yes, it's backed by Soros or organizations that Soros supports. And if we don't do something about it and fight back, if we don't start refusing to send our students to colleges that allow this sort of behavior to happen, then this is only going to exacerbate and they're going to get the civil war that they want. And I know we brag all the time about, oh, how in the South or how the right wing would win any civil war because we're tougher and we're the ones with guns. Doesn't matter who's going to win. It will be so brutal and tragic and the suffering will be like something never seen before here in the United States, folks. It needs to be avoided at all costs.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I am Chase Geiser, your host for the remainder of the Alex Jones Show this evening and for Sunday Night Live immediately following this broadcast. We've been covering who's really backing these protests and why, and it's obviously part of a deep state coup to catalyze civil war, establish the new world order and a one world government, and subjugate all of humanity. And in the context of this, not only do we see
an onslaught of attacks against Donald Trump, his campaign, his staff, anybody associated with him, anybody who vocally supported him, all the January 6th protesters. And we see these laws coming out and these censorship policies being forced upon us to silence anybody who would have any sort of a right-wing perspective on any of the main issues. But we see total disregard or the complete ignoring of the fact that Joe Biden has lost his mind. And you have to have these shills like Mark Hamill come on and pretend that they support or get paid to support or just frankly tricked into supporting the Biden administration for no reason because Joe Biden is not popular enough to garner enough support on his own. You have to have an assist come in. That's why when he was doing rallies in 2020, so-called rallies, I say rallies in quotes because there was no one ever really there, he always had to have a celebrity like Beyonce or somebody else. I can't even remember the specific celebrities that opened up for him, but he always had to have a celebrity come and open up and perform at these rallies to get anyone to show up. Then he would go on and speak and everybody would leave, but they would only report the numbers of the people that were there for the performance, for the show before. And the more he reaches out to celebrities for endorsements and to for clips, like he did that video weeks ago where anybody who ever portrayed a president in a movie was commenting on what it was like to portray the president and how great Joe Biden is. Every time he reaches out, it's because he doesn't have enough support on his own, so he's got to wrangle everybody in through basically laundering the support for other celebrities. So, all right, we need to try to get support for Joe Biden, and we're going to have to do that through Mark Hamill. So we're going to launder the support through Mark Hamill to Joe Biden so it looks like people actually support Joe Biden when they really don't. They just support Mark Hamill, and it's good to have Mark Hamill come out and say this. But now they're saying that they're going to shorten his speeches. And let's just look at this clip. This is 37, where they totally fail to acknowledge the reason they're shortening his speeches being that he's terrible at speaking and losing his mind. And they act like this is a great strategy without drawing any attention to what stoked or sparked this decision being made. This is 37.
We have news this morning from NBC News that the campaign is looking to shorten its speeches. Biden's general election strategy is less is more. The president's aides are seeking to tighten his pitch to voters with shorter, crisper speeches. To be honest with you, Quentin, I think that's a very smart idea. I think
For everyone.
I appreciate that approach because it is a way for the president to sort of hit with clarity, stick his points and move on and not get lost and sidetracked. Give us a little bit more of the scene setting around the thinking there and trying to reimagine the campaign going forward with what you just said and this idea now of the president tightening his grip on his speeches.
Look, our campaign believes in quality over quantity. We believe that these touches, these smaller things that are getting directly to the point about what is going on in the stakes of this election are going to be
easier.
Wow,
so it sounds like a great idea, but we're not going to say why we think it's a great idea. It's just we're glad that he's shortening his speeches, but we're not going to admit that the reason they're shortening his speeches is because the man can't put a sentence together. Can't put words together to form a sentence, can't make any points, always makes mistakes when he's reading the teleprompter, squints at it and doesn't understand it, and then when he can see it, he can't even really remember how to read. And look at these clips. We're going to run 17 and 24 just back-to-back as if they're one clip, guys. That's 17 and 24. These clips of them, for some reason, bringing in Mark Hamill, I guess because it was May 4th and there's a meme, May the 4th be with you, that it's Star Wars Day. And so they wanted to bring Mark Hamill in, and he did all of these promotional tweets on his account for days leading up to May 4th. And they bring him in, and they have him at this press conference, standing at the secretary's podium, just giving this ludicrous, asinine, senseless speech backing up President Biden. And it's obvious that the man doesn't know anything about politics. He was just really good in the original Star Wars trilogy. And because of the fame and notoriety of his character in that movie, he's just riding that wave, I guess, and probably being paid by the Biden administration. I'm not sure if he was paid for his appearance. I imagine that he was, since this appearance is basically more screen time than he's had since the 70s. But let's run 17 and 24 back to back.
You know, Mark, I get to say a lot of things at that podium, but I've always wanted to say something to you.
What?
May the 4th be with you.
Oh, and remember, I'll always be forcefully yours.
There's no introduction that really is needed here. I have a special guest, as you can see. Mark Hamill has decided to join us on this wonderful Friday, and I am really excited to turn it over to Mr. Hamill. There you go.
How many of you had Mark Hamill lead the press briefing on your bingo card? Hands? Yeah, me either. And look, I just got to meet the president, and he gave me these aviator glasses. Oh, yeah.
What a treasure.
I love the merch. Love it all. But listen,
they even gave him props.
I was honored to be asked to come to the White House to meet the president, the most legislative successful president in my lifetime. And, you know, I don't have to go through the list of bipartisan infrastructure law, the PACT Act, the CHIPS Act, all of that, inflation, 15 million jobs.
Notice how he had to look at a list because he didn't actually know what Joe Biden's accomplished. They made a list for him.
It's not just one person. It's like a composite endeavor. And all these people, my goodness, you know, I mean, I have no idea. I had no idea just what went into what is on his plate on a daily basis. So, that's pretty much it. I'm open to questions, although no Star Wars questions, please. But I want to say once again how grateful I am, and it just shows you that one person can be so influential and so positive in our lives. And again, thank you so much. And Peter Baker, I loved your book. Yes.
Wow. Thank you, Mark Hamill, for being here. What did you talk about with the president?
Well, first of all, I only expected to be there for like 5 minutes. He showed us all his photographs.
Yeah, he didn't have anything else to do.
It was really amazing to me because, you know, I was invited to the Carter White House, and I came. And then I came to the Obama White House. But I never was invited into the Oval Office, and it was a large gathering. So this one was really extra special.
All right, sir.
So, yes.
Can we have Star Wars too, sir?
Well, you know, I called him Mr. President. He said, you can call me Joe. And I said, can I call you Joe B-Wan Kenobi? he liked that. But listen, I'm not really here to dominate. I have to turn it back over to our wonderful press secretary.
Just absolutely disgusting. Folks, we're coming up on a break in about 90 seconds or so, and we're going to get more into the weeds on the other side of this break with amazing news. But before we go to break, I do want to take this opportunity to talk to you a little bit about Nitric Boost, which is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are several reasons that you should check out Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. This product can help you with things like enhanced vitality. Obviously, if you're an athlete or somebody who goes to the gym, vitality is incredibly important. But also, if you just simply need increased vitality throughout the day as a hardworking American trying to make ends meet and support his family, Nitric Boost is the way to go. This product also helps with things like muscle recovery. Obviously, if you have goals at the gym, muscle recovery is an incredibly important part of ensuring that you can bulk and gain those muscles that you want in the gym. So this product, Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com, is incredible for that. And finally, we know that Nitric Boost is associated with cardiovascular health. We've seen increased reports over the last several years of people having all sorts of heart problems. Heart disease for decades has been a leading cause of death in the United States of America. We hear recent reports of things like myocarditis and other issues. Nitric Boost is a great way to support heart health at InfoWarsStore.com. And not only is this product good for you for a litany of reasons, but it does keep InfoWars on the air when freedom of speech and the truth is more important now than ever. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, get Nitric Boost now, and be the reason that we are still on the air.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser, your host for the remainder of the show, and I will be on air for the next 2 hours as well. The final hour of the Sunday Night Live Show, we are going to be taking your calls. So after this segment, we'll get into the Sunday Night Live Show. We'll do one more hour of news and coverage and then take your feedback, so keep the phones close by. So we broke down how the Biden administration is shortening his speeches because he can't speak, and the media is celebrating this is a great idea but not acknowledging that the reason behind it is because he can't speak. And we broke down how Biden doesn't have enough support on his own, so he has to recruit celebrities to endorse him and show up to press conferences or press meetings or his rallies and campaign events. Otherwise, nobody will pay attention or show up. And we simultaneously have a nation that is crumbling. And it's not beyond repair. It's something that if we catch it, I don't believe that it's too late for us to fix it. I'm just concerned that they're successfully dismantling a nation without raising awareness, without people seeing it. This is one of the most progressive and innovative examples of
a total takeover that I've ever seen throughout history. I mean, in the past, you look at Rome or different nations that have fallen or collapsed, the people were aware of what was happening as it was happening, and then you have increased rebellions, and you have military coups, and you have multiple Caesars now, and you have to divide the empire into two sections, and you have assassinations. I mean, it was really obvious that the people were feeling the fall of Rome, for example, but the people seem to be unaware that the stage is being set, all the pieces are being put in place now for the total collapse of our civilization, and they've done it successfully without raising enough alarm among the people for the people to really push back. But they're doing things like banning Trump ads. So not only are they trying to get him off the ballot, not only are they trying to convict him of dozens upon dozens of felony charges and imprison him and then strip him of Secret Service protections and then simultaneously lawfully spy on you through extended FISA, even though it violates your Fourth Amendment rights to privacy and protections against search and seizure without a warrant. But now they're trying to take down all of his advertising. Let's run clip number six here. This is the Trump ad that was apparently banned by Google.
Hello, I'm with the Biden campaign.
Yeah, yeah, I voted for Biden last time.
That's fantastic.
Is it? Everything costs more. Food, gas, rent.
Okay, but Biden's helping pay rent for newcomers to America from around the world.
You mean illegal immigrants? I'm struggling to pay my bills, but Biden's paying rent for illegals. They get handouts and I'm paying for it.
But Biden can still count on your vote, right?
Things were better before Biden. I'm voting for Trump.
Make America Great Again, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertising.
So, despite the fact that virtually everything in this country is worse now than it was 4 years ago, and despite the fact that the Biden administration's policies have disproportionately negatively impacted, disproportionately harmed the most vulnerable communities among us, these communities which the Democratic Party says that it's the champion for, we see the likes of Whoopi Goldberg and The View talk about how they don't want to hear anything about complaints of anti-white rhetoric. So we've got our borders wide open. We've got this invasion happening on our country from these other cultures that don't come here to assimilate and become American or members of Western culture. They come over here just to basically colonize us and expand their own culture and influence without assimilating at all to what was traditionally considered an American value. And then we have an administration that is coming out and making things impossibly difficult for people of color or poor communities or those who are in lower socioeconomic statuses. And you have Whoopi Goldberg complaining about complaints themselves of anti-white rhetoric. And we see anti-white rhetoric time and time again. I mean, this is all part of anti-racism, whether you look at Ibram Kendi, is that his name? The leftist who gets paid tens of thousands of dollars to speak about how the only solution for past racism is to be racist against white people. And you've got these people sponsored and funded and giving seminars and institutions, and you have their books being taught, and you have diversity, equity, and inclusion being pushed on student organizations and faculties and different corporations all over the United States of America with mandatory tests and reading and exams and studying and proclamations and letters going out to all employees about how important diversity is and diversity is our strength. You have all these lies basically saying that, hey, the only way that you can be a good person is to shut down white people. And then you have countless examples of white people being not admitted or hired for positions because companies are trying to extend their diversity quotas or meet their diversity quotas. But you have Whoopi Goldberg, despite the fact that this regime has been nothing but harmful to people of color, to those traditionally considered to be the most vulnerable in our nation, coming out and saying that she doesn't want to hear one more thing, one more complaint about anti-white rhetoric. This is clip number 14.
There's also, this is my favorite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you before I say it that it enraged me. There is a definite anti-white feeling in the country right now.
Oh, please.
That's what he said. You know, sir.
No, sir.
Yeah, sir. Nobody in your family was hung. Nobody in your family was chased because of the color of this. And how dare you? There's no anti-white issue here. You are perpetrating anti-humanist issues here.
Yeah, they think they're on the side of human beings, but they're basically saying what Ibram X. Kendi would say, which is that there's no such thing as racism against white people because white people are the oppressor. And then you have clips like clip 29 here of AOC coming out and basically saying that Rhodes are racist. Let's watch this. This is just ludicrous.
There is a psychic weight to living in communities that are designed to be disconnected. It affects your social life. My neighborhood that I'm from in the Bronx and Parkchester, we have some of the longest commutes in all of New York City. It is a commute not just to work. It is a commute to do anything. It is a commute to connect socially. It is a commute to connect spiritually. These decisions are designed to disconnect, disempower, and isolate people. And when you layer that with a lot of Robert Moses's racist intent, to very much do so to a very specific kind of people, black, brown, low income, poor, etc., you can really see how it actually builds in organizing challenges to communities who actually want to empower themselves.
So Rhodes are racist, and leftism is apparently harmless, and any claims or complaints about racism against white people are totally unfounded and should be silenced immediately. Well, let's take a look at this clip that I just blew my mind when I saw this week. This is clip number 10. It's about Megan Fox. Apparently, all three of her sons are transgender. So I want to run this clip and unpack it on the other side, because this is what leftism does. So they're blaming the right wing for all of these ails against minorities and the most vulnerable among us, while totally disregarding the harms caused by the psychology induced by leftism. Let's run 10.
Did you know that all three of Megan Fox's sons are trans? And she's been dressing them as girls since they were like one.
Oh, damn.
And they're all like trans now.
Oh, my God, yeah. And they're all boys. They're all born boys?
Yeah.
Yo, that's some f***ed up shit, bro. Damn.
That makes me feel like Megan Fox is up in there being like, put the tutu on, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, was it a free will, or is she forcing them to be trans?
No, this, I mean,
she took Transformers way too far.
Now, I don't know what the studies show, but the number of people who are organically considered to have gender dysphoria or become transgender is like one in millions, or one in at least hundreds of thousands. I believe it's one in millions. So the odds, the chances of having three children, all of them suffering from this condition where they identify as a gender other than the gender they were born. This is something that's happened to Ben Affleck's kids, too, I believe, and it's happened to Elon Musk's kids, despite the fact that Elon Musk didn't support it and tried to fight against it. It's alienated him, apparently, from his family to some extent that this has happened. This is something that isn't happening naturally. I agree that gender dysphoria is a condition that really exists, but it is incredibly rare. So to have all three of your children suffer from this condition is proof to me that, okay, maybe it's possible that these conditions do happen naturally, but they definitely can be induced through environment. They definitely can be induced through these algorithms that glorify this, these attention-seeking algorithms, these attention-seeking psychological issues that all teens have. When you introduce a teenager to something that's going to give them a massive amount of social credibility and attention, they're going to fall for it, folks, and it's incredibly harmful. So don't let the left trick you into believing that right-wing politics or Americanism is racist and targeting our vulnerable people, when what they're doing is mutilating and sterilizing an entire generation.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com
including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.